This is my first attempt at a podcast. I've been listening to quite a lot that are out there at the moment. What have we decided to call this? I think we'll call it Podder Review. Listening to all the other iPodcasts that are going out at the moment. There's some pretty good stuff out there, and there's some pretty wacky stuff as well. Some which I would say were slightly dodgy, but hey, there you go. What I'm actually looking for, actually, I don't know if anybody can help me, is music that can be played on an iPodcast, which is obviously copyright free. Now, anybody who has any information on that, I would be very grateful, actually, because in the podcast that I want to do, I want to play a bit of music, publicise more sort of independent music and what have you. But so far, my difficulty is that I haven't found much of it which is copyright free. So we don't want to get into trouble on the very first podcast. So anybody out there who's listening at the moment to this podcast and do know of any sites, then please do email me details of that. All right. My email address is GarySFuller@btinternet.com. I'll spell the first bit out for you, actually. It's Gary, spelt with two R's. Pretty unusual, I know. So it's GARRYS. Fuller, FULLER, at btinternet.com. Maybe I should set up a Hotmail address, make it easier. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe do that. Hey, that'd be pretty good. So anyway, anybody out there who knows of any commercial-free music, not commercial-free music, sorry, the copyright-free music, which can be played on podcasts, then please do drop me an email to that address, and I'll have a scout around. Even comedy material, actually. There doesn't seem to be much comedy. I've listened to a couple of the webcasts on Yeast Radio, which is very funny, I must admit. You definitely don't get anything like that in the UK. So that's quite fun, actually. Much of the boring radio in the UK is all sort of run by big businesses, and they're all sort of singing from one hymn book. So you don't get much variety. It's just more of the same played at different times of the day. But hey, I'm not bitter. I'm not a bitter DJ. I aren't. It's true. I am not. Anyway, it's a bit of a short podcast, this one, actually. Just basically feeling my feet. And if I manage to get this actually uploaded, I will be surprised. I haven't even got the right stuff, actually, to be recording these. But anyway, we'll see how things go. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, I'm basically just telling you how I'm having to do this to get this uploaded. I'm recording this onto a mini disc through one of the cheap microphones that you get with your PC when you first buy them. Onto mini disc. Then from the mini disc, running it through Cool Edit just to maybe edit out anything that's a bit dodgy. What else? Oh, converted it to MP3. And maybe doing a little bit of the old trendy stuff that Mr. Adam Curry does, of course. And get a bit of reverb on there. Make it sound crisp. I don't know what the heck this is going to sound like, but anyway, who knows. It's the first one. Okay. So it's Podder's Review with myself, Gary Fuller. Based in the UK and near the wonderful city of Manchester. And if there's anybody else in the UK, actually, that's doing podcasts, drop me a line, like to get in contact with me. Do that, have a little bit of a chat, pass on, you know, a bit of information, details, and how you are doing it. Because I don't know if I'm doing this the right way. What was that? I was listening to that. I did actually email, let me see, it's on the PC somewhere. Who did I email? Here we go. Yeah, there is a program, Mixcast, which I heard about on one of the other podcasts. They're doing a beta version at the moment. So hopefully I've dropped them a line. And I've had a look at the program that actually enables you to create podcasts much simpler than what I'm doing at the moment. Anyway, I'm just waffling about nothing in particular. I apologise for that. So anyway, my email address again, it's GarySFuller at btinternet.com. Drop me a line to that if you know of any sites that have got music on, which of course is copyright free, that can be played on podcasts. All right. I'm going to go off now and edit this, and hopefully it will upload okay to the open podcast site, and take it from there. Love to hear from you. And like I say, especially if there's anyone else in the UK doing any podcasts at the minute, let's make this thing kick off. Because I was listening to Adam Curry on The Daily Source, and he was saying that, really, and something I'd been reading on the internet as well on one of the BBC websites when he'd been interviewed, saying it is actually, it's like a kind of radio on demand, but letting everybody access it and doing their own thing, be more creative and not constricted by some big boss sat up at the top of the tower somewhere saying, you shall not play that, you can't play this, just because they don't like it. Anyway, yeah, but he was going off course there a bit, I do apologise. Adam was actually saying that it's like using your iPod or any MP3 player, it is like having the Sky Plus system for radio, really. If you don't know what Sky Plus is, I think it's based on, is it TiVo? Which is basically records the TV programs you want to and system links and all like that. So the series links, should I say. So that you only have to record it once, or set it to record it once, and then it'll always record it every time it comes on. A little bit like iPodder in that sense, when you subscribe to the different podcasts out there. It's very, it is useful. And then once a day, all you do is put your iPod on there and download it. And I must admit, what I do, I'll do that sort of last thing at night, so it's there for me in the morning. And then I'll take the old iPod and go in the car and listen in the car. And I must admit, I have got one of the iTrip tuners, which apparently is slightly illegal in the UK. But, I mean, the amount of power that it gives out on that... no idea the wattage on that, but anyway. But yeah, so then listening to that instead of listening to the normal morning drain of radio. Anyway, I must apologise for my voice as well if it's sounding a bit bleh. I'm just actually recovering from flu at the moment. So anyway, that's my moan and groan for today. You probably all nodded off and thought, what the heck is he going on about? Anyway, right, thanks for listening, and if you know of any great podcasts, drop me a line, and I'll have a listen, and like I say, let's review them. Have a point scoring system, and get as many listeners for each of these iPods, as many listeners for these podcasts as possible, and commercial free. Let's hope that we don't get podcasts coming through. This podcast brought to you in association with Ryvita, your number one non-stop lightweight bread. Well, we don't want that, do we? We've got enough of that on telly. Because eventually the sponsors then end up governing what you do and don't on your podcast. That's my belief, anyway. Hopefully, anyway, over the last, what can we say? How long has this been? 10 minutes. I'll probably edit that down so it won't be 10 minutes. But anyway, over the last 10 minutes we've had a little bit of a chat, just waffling about nothing in particular, but anyway, email me to the address that I gave you earlier on. Look forward to hearing from you, and hopefully this podcast will go up and you'll be able to hear it, obviously, and I'll do another one very shortly. You've been listening to Podder Review with me, Gary Fuller, here in the UK, wonderful sunny Manchester. The time just coming up to 10 to 7 in the evening of January the 6th. Thanks for listening.